All right, let's recap the Lex invite. First, you had the Arapaho duels on Thursday. Lex, you went to on Saturday. This was a, what, you know, not many teams, what, you said six, but some quality competition, right?
Absolutely. The teams that were there are, again, from the eastern part of the state. Lexington's pretty strong there in our district, and I think what happened was probably what's going to come down at the district level at the meet there, too. But they invited York, which is rated, on the boys' side, they're rated, I think, fifth in the state. Mm-hmm. On the girls' side, they're rated second in the state. And they invited Northwest. On the boys' side, they're rated fifth in the state, and the girls are ranked there somewhere too, but I mean, yeah, we saw some teams that we haven't seen before. We were on synthetic lanes, you know, different conditions, and I mean, that's always good because, you know, it really brings out the best in the bowlers to be able to adapt to that. But yeah, there was some quality competition
and good matches to watch, and your kids came through, especially I think the boys. I'm looking at her fingernails. Gianna's fingernails are gone from chewing them all day. It was that type of day. It was really nip and tuck, especially I think some of the boys matches weren't, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. On the girls' side, we had an opportunity to bring up a couple of the freshmen, their first, mm-hmm. their debut into varsity. And I got to tell you, Claire McCorkle, we gave her the nickname Clutch, Claire mm-hmm. Clutch McCorkle. Mm-hmm. She shined. Annalia Almanza she was a little tepid at the beginning, but she just absolutely had the confidence and the you know, the stamina to come out at the end there too. We had some good games. You know, in bowling, you've got some off days, you've got some on days, and you've got some phenomenal days. And I think the girls were a little disappointed that today was not a phenomenal, that was not a phenomenal day. But you can't always have those. You know, we've had, you know, serious highs, and not that this was a low, but I think, you know, you kind of, we've had so many, you know, incredible finishes. I think they might almost have taken those for granted, so they were a little disappointed with the results. But I am pleased with how well we're doing. Like I tell them, I mean, honestly, these are just practices. We're practicing on different lanes. We're practicing against different teams. And what really matters is how it comes out at the end in the districts. So.
And you knocked off some ranked teams at this on this day, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. Well, the girls got a chance to face some teams. We didn't win any of the. We didn't get a chance to win any of those. But man, we fought pretty hard, and we were pretty solid, and we, you know, we stuck it out. So I mean, that's a lesson in itself. That's experience. So
you're gonna have a chance to see some of these same teams down the line at some of these meets again.
Yeah, Ogallala was there, so we actually played them again mm-hmm.
This week,
Thursday. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, on Thursday. And Lexington, who is also in our district, so we will see them again, probably not until districts. And unless they're, I'm not sure if they're going to Grand Island or not this Saturday. But we won't see York or Northwest, mm-hmm. Obviously. And I would imagine both of those are probably going to make it to the state. So if we you know, can push it through, mm-hmm. then we'll see those again there too. The boys' side, really. They struggled to begin with, but they really, really showed some teeth there too. So,
you're seeing improvement from like the first time we talked over the last couple of weeks, coming back from the Christmas break. Obviously, they put some time in over the break to work on their game, didn't they?
Yeah, a lot of them did. Well, and right before break, we've been telling them since we started, you know, especially the girls, a lot of the guys have already converted to like two-handed or fingertip. The girls, when we started, several of them had only recreational bowled, you know, maybe, you know, 3-4 times a year. And so we started working with them on November 18th, and Terry started, you know, talking to them about some fingertip bowling. The girls realized at the end of last year that several of the seriously high girl bowlers are fingertip bowling. And so we had three of them actually convert over to fingertip bowling mm-hmm. right before the end of the break. And so we're scrambling to come up with balls and stuff for them. But they're just starting a whole new format and whatever. But yeah, they have seriously improved.
Now, you had Arapaho in here last Thursday for duels. Arapaho girls, pretty good this year. And I think your Bison boys won that. So you split the two duels for the day, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. The Bison boys, no surprise. I mean, it's home court advantage, right? So, or home lane advantage.
Yeah.
And they you know, the families were all here. You know, they were showing off. It was great. Our girls did well. The boys won 21-0, so we blanked them. And that's just because, you know, I mean, we're that good.
Yeah.
And they're that confident. The girls are that good as well. Arapahoe is, I think they're ranked one or two higher, or were at, mm-hmm. before we met, ranked one or two higher than us. But I'll tell you, when the girls came out, all power to them. They bowled out of their mind. I don't think they've had, I don't know what their stats are because I don't actually have access to that, but I'm telling you, they bowled better than they've probably bowled in a while. And you know, our girls did great, mm-hmm. but especially Lauren on the Arapahoe team just bowled out of her mind. Mm-hmm. It was beauty.
Going back to a little bit to the Lex invite, a little bit more on the boys. We mentioned a couple. There was some really interesting matchups on the boys' side, wasn't there?
Yeah, there really were. We had an opportunity to debut a freshman, Corbin Shaw, his first varsity match, mm-hmm. And. Man, you know, we're looking toward the future. The freshmen and the sophomores that we have, they are phenomenal. As JV, you know, they could compete with any varsity team, I think, probably mm-hmm. in the district and hold their own. But our core varsity guys went, and they, I mean, it some of the games were some of the matches were kind of a struggle. You know, after the first three rounds, we seeded third. Which, you know, next to York and Northwest again. So, mm-hmm. we drew the sixth seed, Ogallala, and, you know, we won that one. Second round, we hit because of the winner, we hit number two, which was seeded number two, Northwest, and we upset them, mm-hmm. in a 3-2. Victory, and I'll tell you, that was hard fought. That's where most of my nails went. You know, I mean, it was amazing, and everybody else in the house was, you know, watching what was going on, because I'll tell you, it's probably one of the most exciting matches that happened. But we won. Our kids really rise to the competition, and then for the final round, we faced off Lex. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's their house, and they know every divot, every, you know, mm-hmm. every whatever on the lanes. And we actually were pulling out right to begin with. It was 2-0, and it's the best of five. So the third game, you know, Terry's a little miffed. You know, there's a stone nine, and where, you know, it should have been, and we had the opportunity to put it away. We lost by two pins on that match, and then Lex won the next two. But I'll tell you, it was hard fought. That was where the rest of my nails went. But there was screaming going on, and I mean, it was probably the most, you know, one of the most exciting days. I came home exhausted. It was incredible. Before the tournament actually began, after the rounds, they announced, it's the first tournament they've done that for us, but they announced the all tournament team. So mm-hmm. they take the top five seeded, and if you look at the scores that were posted, if you look at the teams that were there, the bowlers that are there, they're going to be the ones at state. They sent us the picture. So there were three from I think Northwest, one from York, and then and those aren't the order, by the way. Colton ranked third or fourth, but they put in Colton Cutter, mm-hmm. as they named him as one of the top five at the tournament, which was an incredible incredible honor. Mm-hmm. And there were, I'll just tell you, several of our other boys were right in the running there as well. We do have a phenomenal team, but so in the picture, you know, there's it's pretty well like a Northwest team picture, and mm-hmm. then there's our red striped shirt right there in the middle of the picture. So we have a lot of pride in what happened. So.
Things going well. You're having a fun time with this bunch, and you still got some more bowling and all eyes for a few more regular season meets and get ready for districts, right?
Yep. We have one more home meet. We have one more tournament, and I believe one more away game, and then we have districts, which is the first week of February. So
now you got Ogallala, you said, on Thursday, and then you say this Grand Island tournament on next Saturday is going to be kind of a doozy, isn't it?
It is. It is going to be our real big opportunity again to see there are two or three Class A teams there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, the competition really, really steps up. Number one ranked team is going to be there. We'll have a chance to see it. But again, you know, we've got some top teams, and the competition is going to be pretty steep. So we'll have a chance to bowl again on synthetic lanes and you know, kind of work some of those kinks out, and we'll, you know, we'll just come out, you know, come out shooting. But it is quite a distance to travel, so we'll be leaving pretty early.